Let's pray. We again come before you tonight, Lord. And Father, our hearts are thirsting and hungry and expecting something from your table, Lord. And Lord, no man can do it except you. We invite you now, Lord, to come and take over in our hearts, Father. Take over from my mouth, Lord God, and speak, Father, that which our hearts are hungering for. Yes. We commit the service before you. Yes. Thank you for the singing service, the children worshiping you, Lord God. And we know, Father, that the cherubims, Lord God, are right there, taking that worship, Father, as a sweet-smelling thing before your nose, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've done to us as we commit this service now to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can get seated. I think I'm going to surprise you a bit. Both and we can sing. There's a song that I would like to sing, and I can't sing alone too. So just come. There's a song. Just come. There's a song that you know. We can sing. I just love it so much, and I don't have the voice to sing it. On his account. Do you have a book or something? A book? You have a book. On here, you know it? I think you know it. It's honey. Come on. Let's sing it. Let's just sing it. I love it. I don't know where it's going with my subject, but I love it. I just love it. Yeah. Can he's seniors? Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Okay, all right. Which number is it? On cover, is it right? On cover, he loves, is it right? 207, okay, that's right. Sister Rona knows that I love it so much, and I don't know how to sing it. I really embarrassed her one time in a certain church. I just went there and I just sang, and what did you say? One? 207. I just went there and sang it, and I sang it so bad, and I don't know whether I cared very much, but I cared about the words, not the voice. I mean, you people, when you sing here, and I went to school somewhere, and they said before I do, and it was economics. I wanted to do economics, but before I do economics, I got to learn music. That's what they say. In a certain college in Sesbo. Music here is very, very important. It's very important, and that's good, because the voices are very good. Without that, I still sing for God. I don't sing very well. I just make some noise, and I don't care whether the voice is sweet to the people, but I care what the words. The words are really very important to me. The voice is also good. The sound is also very good. But yeah, the first and foremost is the words. The words that are in the message. What is saying. And why I like this is it goes to the people. This goes to the people who you think maybe they're not in this. And sometimes we write them off. We are very quick. I saw that when I came here. We are very, very quick to write some people off. Mm-hmm. These are not worthy, this is because they're not in the message. And that's right. If you're not in the message, there's nothing to save you except the message. But at the same time, you've got to have mercy upon people.
That's right.
Some of the people don't even know. We don't put more effort in going to the people that don't know. We put more effort in judging them. If they're not in this, they're not in our church, we just throw them away. This brings me to something like, I was like them. If God didn't send somebody there to get me out of that come here, I would still be there.
Amen.
In mud, in dirt, in filth, I would still be there.
but God's mercy sent somebody. God sent somebody. God uses people. God sent somebody. And he drew me. It's him. It's not me. I've not done nothing. He got me and grabbed me and brought me here.
Amen.
When I sing this, that touches me so much. And that's how, but these girls, these people know also to sing more than me. Especially her. I don't know why she doesn't have a guitar, but that's okay. Can somebody start? Uncovery seat of sorrow, where sin's demands were pain, and race of hope for tomorrow, our cross upon glory. I see a crimson stream of blood. A force from Calvary, its ways with rich the throne of good are sweeping over me. Children are condemnation, abides to eternal wind. My soul from its vision is in my heart to stay. I see a crimson stream of blood, a force from Calvary, its wings which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, your sin I used to pray, I look away to Jesus and he tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary, its wings which ring the throne of good are sweeping over me. And when we read the portal where life forever reigns, the ransom's cross got torn, oh, we'll be this glory free. I see a crimson stream of blood, a frost from Calvary, its ways we great the throne of God. I see a crimson stream of blood, a frost from Calvary, is where we create the throne of God sweeping over me. Praise you, praise to God, praise to God, praise to God.
Amen.
There he says, but when we reach the portal. But you know what? We've already reached the portal. And I know those songs were brought, were compiled before this revelation came, but we sing them in revelation. We know
Amen.
What has happened. He's taken us. We've reached the portal. He's taken us.
Amen.
We have our perfection. And so tonight, again, I'm going to go to, I'm going to try to be short. Most of the people are not here, and most of them who are here. I'm going to recap a bit. I'm going to go to Revelation 12, verse 6.
I was talking to a brother the other day, and I talk to people, and I feel like things are sometimes are not put where I don't say that I know everything, but we've come to a place where we want things put where they belong. I want something to be put where it belongs in the Word. I don't want something here where it does not belong. There are three musts that you must not do, and that is one of them is dislocate the Word. Put it where it belongs. Put it where it belongs. And that brother is a deep brother. He's a very many quotes, but again, I need to talk to him about that. To him and to very many people, this woman that we are talking about in Revelation 6 is Israel. It's Israel, the Israelites, you know, the Jew, that the church in the Old Testament that was a Jew that came, and when it came here, you know, they refused Jesus. They refused Jesus. The Jews refused Jesus, and they were put aside. And they are kept there until at the end here, when he has two witnesses come and bring them, and he only saves 144,000. That's the sequence of things. Yeah. That's where we could put things. But this woman, I want to prove to you tonight that it's not that Jew that went away from God. It's not that Jew. This is a woman. This is a woman that's going to give birth to Christ, the first thing. Then the second thing, you're going to kind of the doctrine that he's going to have. She's going to have. I'm talking about this because... And I saw another quote, the prophet asking, sometimes we think these things are not correct. I mean, they're not important. And he says, that's where the devil gets you, because you're going to put something somewhere. And sometimes everything has got to dovetail from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
And you're going to come to a place where you won't place something that you read in Genesis or Exodus or something, that now, because you've come wrong way for a long time, and it's going to start getting away from the line, and it cannot take you to Genesis. Any revelation must come from Genesis to Revelation without hindrance.
Amen. That's right.
And the prophet says, you get it wrong here when you have an arrow or a bullet. You get it wrong here 1 inch. By the time you get over there, it is 20. Right. So it's got to be right here before you start. And that's, to me, that's very important. That's the same case about even Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
When you put Adam wrong, when you take Adam wrong, your doctrine will not be right.
Yeah, that's right.
Anywhere. Let me say this. Let me say this again. For avoidance of doubt, you get wrong because the prophet said that the genesis of any revelation, the genesis of any seed starts in Genesis.
Amen.
Starts with Adam, starts there. From there, it goes through everywhere until Revelation. Until the end. If it gets wrong there in Eden, it gets wrong all over.
Amen.
That's why we have this kind of thing, that we have a problem with the soul. We have a problem with the seed. We have a problem with that. That's why we have, if you have it right in Garden of Eden, you have it all over.
Amen.
That's why I say, you remember that brother that I love so much, saying that that Adam and Eve were not in, there. In there, and by the way, I wanted to write something there, but I said, because it's cool, let it just stay cool. I don't want to arouse anything, but I wanted to write something here and put some quote that says like this. If you are saying that Adam was not in his glorified body, because I'm not saying he was in, why don't I say that he was in his glorified body? Because the prophet has not said that. The prophet has not said that he was in his glorified body. That's the only reason I'm not saying that. Now, so if he's not saying that he's in glorified body, or he was not in glorified body, just leave it there.
Amen.
Just leave it there. But now, if we want to lean on one side so much, like our brother is leaning on the side of he was not in his glorified body, I say, we would rather lean on that he was in a glorified body. We would rather lean that. That's closer. Why? Why? Because what is a glorified body? What is a glorified body? A body that eats.
Yeah.
A body that is. It's a body like this. It's a body like.
And the promise is that we will be in our glorified bodies in the eternity.
Amen.
In fact, one of the quotes he says that we will be in our glorified bodies in a millennium. And he asks, what do you need healing for in the millennium?
Amen.
And we will have glorified bodies. Because so in the millennium, we have glorified bodies or something. I can't say that. But we have a quote like that. That promise is. So in other words, this glorified body, the attributes of it is that it doesn't get sick. See that?
Yeah.
It doesn't die. It doesn't suffer.
Yeah.
It eats. You know that the elephant don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those attributes, Adam had them. I'm not saying he was in a glorified body, but we would rather lean this way than that way that he was not. Do you get the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying he was in a glorified body. I don't say things that I don't have a quote for.
Yeah.
But now, look at that. Look at that. You would rather lean this way. Because this body was not getting sick. Do you know that Adam was never a baby?
That's right.
And this body, glorified body, will never be a baby or an old man.
Right.
You'll never be aged.
Right.
You'll never be sick. But the prophet says, we'll be eating and working. So this kind of body looks like that Adam had was, looked like it was more growing, it was a more, you can lean on that side of a glorified body than not a glorified body.
Mm-hmm.
But we can just leave it like that. We say, Adam was not dying. Adam was not getting sick. Adam was never a baby. Adam was never an old man until sin came. And we just leave it there.
Amen.
Please, let me say, there's nothing, you can never go wrong if you just say what the promise is and leave it there.
That's right. Amen.
You say it's a revelation. Where do you base your revelation on? It must be based on, let me tell you, every revelation must be based on a quote.
That's right.
It must be based on a quote, or a scripture at least.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise be to God. And people think I'm warlike. I'm not warlike. I just wanted the place to where it belongs. So this is the same thing about this woman. This woman is put so much in Israel, the old church. But continue like that. That church is, yes, that's true, because they believed in God, and they were believers of God. They had the testimony of God, and they didn't have the testimony of Jesus Christ. But this church here has the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, let's go to it so that I just want to prove that and go ahead. So we are recapping in Revelation 12, verse 6, and then we go ahead. And Revelation 12, 1. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. That's the first verse. On Revelation 6. It is Revelation 12. Is it Revelation 12? Revelation 12, 1. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Here, 12 crowns. What did we say? What did we see the 12 crowns were? The apostolic doctrine. Did the Jews of the Old Testament have the apostolic doctrine? No, they didn't have, brother. Very few Jesus. And they fell right there, and God left them. And he took the apostle. One of the first apostles was Paul. Of course, we had two of them. You remember that? And Judas died. And when Judas died, who took that position? Paul. See that? So, the Paul taught the apostolic faith. And that was the church. Right there, that was the church right there. And the people that were there, that time, the prophets, they were all Jews. So that woman that was taught, Paul said, I was taught of Gamaliel, and I exhibited the knowledge of my teacher Gamaliel. So Paul was so knowledgeable, and he said he was the tribe of Benjamin. See that? So those Israelites were there. So that is the woman that gave birth to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now we see that woman continue. You see her continue, and she has the doctrine of the 12 apostles. Who are that? That's the church ages. How about, listen, because now listen, because every church age, in every church age, God got a bride. But they were not perfected. They could not be perfected until we come. So they are kept aside. When they die, they're taken the sixth dimension. The next stage, until at the end here, we have a bride. And all that are here. Listen to this. All the bride of Paul of everybody has never been perfected, has never been brought to marriage by God. But they were set aside as the believers of the message of the age. And the end here is when he gets a bride. And there will be people that will be here, alive and remaining. Praise to God. So he marries them. And at the same time, that marriage, and I'll read quotes on that. Because another thing is that people think that we'll be changed these bodies. That's another thing that people say. That these bodies will be changed. Listen, there's nothing like changing of the body. This is the change of the body that the prophet, the Bible talked about. This is the, and so I'm saying things, I'm not reading quotes. But ask me a quote if you want, if you need one. The prophet says that everybody must die. This must, is dust, it goes back to dust. It cannot be changed to nothing else. This body cannot be changed to nothing else. The molecules and system, it cannot be changed to nothing. Until the molecules and the and atoms will be changed to something that cannot die. But what makes it the potash, the cosmic rays, the promises that you have rays on your body? And they go dimming, like mine is now dimmed so much. It's not like both of us. Your light is so much, that cosmic light is so much in you. But it dims as you go, and it dims. And one time it will dim until it's gone completely. That light is gone completely. When the prophet said, every hair that he had, that seems like it was gone. And the maiden was asking him, where is your hair? He said, it's somewhere. Where was it when it was there? Where did it come from? It got back, it went back to where it came from. Praise God. So it will come back, every piece. Sometimes we, it doesn't matter, old age or young age, this body dies. And the problem is, after 20 or 21 years, it doesn't matter how, Rebecca, how old are you? Or how young are you? Okay, don't tell me. But whatever, praise God. Except maybe here, everybody here except Cameroon. And both of them, maybe, I don't know. And those guys, everybody is on the other side, dying now. You're going. Mm-hmm. After 20-something, you start going. Yeah. I may be ahead of you, but we are going. We come like that. You come like that, and you come to here. When you come to here, you start growing. Right. You might be here, but you're not going up, you're going down. You eat the same food that you used to eat when you were young. And instead of getting younger or getting stronger, you get weaker. And same food. Amen. Or even better food. Sorry. When you're young, you eat anything. When you get old, you are careful. It doesn't matter, but they start going down.
Amen.
What change do you think about? That scripture is read wrong. That I'll give you a mystery. That those who let's read it, because it's coming to my mind so much. Let's just read it. I think in Corinthians 15, because Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15. Let's look at it. That scripture is read wrongly. That's one of the scriptures that's still read wrongly. I mean, it's not put in its place. Let's read it. And I'm not preaching that, but I was telling my wife how hard it is for me to gather the quotes together. And she's telling you, that's a tradition. Just read the quotes. Come preach. But sometimes I want to give the quotes to give you an idea that where I am at. But let us go to, what did I say? Corinthians. First Corinthians. I think First Corinthians, brother Michael. I think it's First Corinthians. Because it's come to my mind. It's First Corinthians 15. First Corinthians, I think, 15. And I think 54. Let me go 15. And then try 54 and see 56, 50 something there, 50 something. Is it 50 something? Okay, let's go there and see 50 something. 51. It's 51. So 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. That's what it says. Behold, I show you. Are you there, brother? Okay, that's okay. That's okay. You don't need to go there. That's all right. That's okay. It's not there. It's not in my notes. It's just something that I've thought. Because that's also something that really. And maybe I will bring a subject on that and say, Now, behold, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That really catches people. We shall not all sleep. That's what the Bible is saying. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all sleep. But we shall all be changed. Okay? Now, I'm not going to go into that. I'm not preaching that. But if you go to Thessalonians 4, it says that for those who shall be living and remaining, to what? To the coming of the Lord. In other words, listen, behold, I show a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That gap is set there for the revelation to go back to the scripture and get the prophet tell you, you must all die. It's not so. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, we shall not all die. That gap there, put this until the coming of the Lord. You go to the Thessalonians. You read the Thessalonians, I think verse 17. It says, until the coming of the Lord. Those who shall be living and remain until, we shall not all sleep until the coming of the Lord. And when the coming of the Lord happens, but we shall all be changed. But we the bride, we shall all be changed. When he comes is when the change comes. What happens? You become the body is changed into something that can be subject to him when he comes. When he comes and marries you, you become subject to that. Amen. Now you are ruled by a marriage. The husband has got you. The fullness of him is now in you. Now he can rule you. Amen. The soul that is married, the other one is taken away completely, never to be remembered no more. Now the other one takes a hold. When he takes a hold, it's you, the whole of you, the whole body. That's why the prophet says, this body now is quickened. It's now quickened. Yes. That's a change. That's a change. There's no another change. That is the resurrection. He says, what a resurrection. Amen. When he comes and marries you and takes that body and rules over it and it becomes subject to the word. It doesn't stop being a mortal. It's still mortal. Amen. It is still a test house. But it tabernacles the fullness of him. Amen. It's tabernacling something. It's tabernacling. The whole of heaven is here. That's why I put that time about the cherubims. The cherubims, you see, do you see when the cherubims say, holy, 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 and they are all together like that, moving forward, another, saying holy, holy to God. Do you see? Do you remember that? The whole of that is tabernacled in a flesh called Edith. Amen. That's serious, brothers. Amen. But now the holy, holy, holy is being told to you. The cherubims are there saying, the highest. There's nothing, there's no more higher of angels than them. They are the highest. They are not, you are higher than them. You are inside the cherubim now saying, and they're saying, holy, holy, holy. That's how great we are. Praise God. And God is wanting us to recognize that. Amen. Praise be to God. That the kind of power, the kind of if you recognize the kind of person you the prophet said, you'll not be even troubled by living here on earth. You could be annoyed with this earth and say, no, I'm gonna build another one. And you just pick it and go that's how much you are. That's how much you are. And he's trying his best to make us recognize that. To stay on that. The devil is also here. Trying to make you not see that. Right, that's right. And that's the biggest war. And I'm coming to that. That's the biggest war. He's trying his best to make you not look at that. To look at something else. Right. And always say something else you're looking at. You're looking at your health. You're looking at your medicine. You're looking at your work. You're looking at the problem that you have. Maybe your home. Whatever. You're looking at that. You're not coming to look at what God wants you to look at. Look at me. Amen. Looking up to Jesus. Look at me. It's me. This is your enemy. Don't even look at yourself. Don't even ignore him. Live like he's not. He doesn't exist. Live like he doesn't exist. Hit my way. I'm here. I'm holding your heart. You can't do it. You can't do it. I'm holding you. I'm with you. He's lying to you. Praise be to God. Okay, now I don't know what took me there. I don't know who took me to to Thessalonians, rather to Corinthians. But that's another something. The same case with this, about this woman. This woman, on top of her, there's the doctrine of the 12 disciples. First one was Paul. I say first one because he was the prophet and messenger also. And there's Peter, there's all of them, but it's called the doctrine of the apostles. Now, you can come with this also. You can. I'm trying to see how people would look at it. You know, they were told there are 24 elders in heaven. You know that? There are 24 elders in heaven. And they were told that, do you know who 24 elders in heaven are? You know? They are the 12 apostles and 12 patriarchs. Yeah, that's right. So you can see that the 12 apostles is because they are in heaven. Now, this woman is on earth. This woman is not even the bride. It's the bride who goes to heaven. The woman is on earth. But on earth, he's propagating the doctrine of the 12 apostles from Paul. The doctrine of the 12 apostles is not even, listen, it's not even the Old Testament. No, it's the church ages. And I'm right here because the church falls away. Are you getting it, Rebecca? Because the church falls away from that first doctrine of the apostles, which is the doctrine of Paul, because we fall away from that, at the end here before Jesus Christ comes, the prophet says, we got to go back there. The Bible says in Malachi 4:5, we got to get back to the teaching of the apostles. Not us. We are beyond that. When I talk us, just remember, we are beyond that. We've gone back. That's over. The doctrine of apostles is over. Amen. The church, the seven churches was taken back there and it was over. It was done away with. It is over.
That's right.
But if you bring it here, it will be wrong.
Amen.
It's over. It's over. It's over there. But they were taken back there. After they are taken back there, now here we are. Here we are. Here we are. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. He got what he wanted in the church ages. Not even in the church ages. From when the sin first came on earth. He's been wanting to have one thing. Listen. He has one goal. He has one goal all through. He has wanted to get himself a bride.
Amen.
That now he can move from being in the throne of the Father and get to his throne. What is his throne? His throne is the bride. He gets into you and tabernacles you. That is all he wanted from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he's gotten that. He has achieved that. You read the book called The Mystery of God Revealed. The Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He says, he's achieved that. Why? He says, because you and me, that is Christ, you and Christ has become like they, Jesus and God has become one. The same oneness has now become me. That's what he wanted.
That's right.
What is it? It's a union. The bride and the bridegroom getting together.
Amen.
Okay. Now, who is this woman? Who is this woman? Let them, if you don't finish, that's okay. You have the quotes. And I only touched three. 7, 8, 9, I think, and 10. And that's all I'm going to touch if I reach there. If I don't, that's okay. Revelation 2. We reached Revelation 6. Now I was going to Revelation 10. 7, 8, 9, 10, and going down them. Another thing I would like to point out to show that this woman was not the Old Testament woman that came over this way and fell. That's not it. There's a woman that came over like Peter, like them, who didn't fall. And did you know they fell until, let me say this, they fell until the seventh seal, until he come again. That's serious. They fell until he come again. When he came again, that is when he saved those people of the Old Testament, 144,000. That's when he saved them at the end here. This is also when he took those people who were there and refused him. When he came, they refused him, and they killed him, they refused him, and he died on the cross saying, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. But at the end here, the prophet says, because this is the time he's marrying, he's giving out the Holy Ghost. When? During the seventh seal, that's when he gives them a robe, each one of them. That is the souls under the altar. Who are the souls? Who are the souls under the altar? The souls under the altar are Jews who died from when Christ went until when he comes here. Do you get that? Those are the souls under the altar. They were Jews. None of them is anybody else but the Jews. And they live, they die. They are people who are dead. And they he comes until here, until the end here. And again, until the end here, when Jesus Christ comes to marry a bride, that's when he gives them a robe. He says, robe is the Holy Ghost. He says, why? Because this is the time he is giving the Holy Ghost. So he saves them. 144,000. So they are not them. They are not them. They have been refusing Christ. Let me give you the next scripture to prove this. So, Revelation 12, 26, we read that. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her. That's where we reached. And we found out that that's America. Did the Jews come to America? No! It's the church ages! They are the church ages people! In fact, the people who started coming to America was not even Luther. It was actually Wesley. Wesleyan Church. It's called Wesleyan Church, Presbyterian Church. All that is Wesley Church. Yeah. I think we understand that. That was Wesleyan Church. Those are the people who started. That's the church ages. Where did they come? They come to a place, a wilderness, that the prophet is, that was prepared for them. And that's where God, this place was prepared by God, not only for Wesley, not only for Brother Abraham, but this is where the last bride will be preached. That's where, because bride is not a body like this body of Gopal coming from Kenya. That's not it. Where the bride was exposed or revealed was here in the soul. God had prepared this soul of America. That's why it's very important. Amen. That's why I said even John had to come here. This is where the whole thing was revealed. Not in Kenya, not in Russia, not everywhere else. You know, the prophet is that Jesus Christ will come like the light comes from the east to the west. It started west. It came through Europe. It came like that. Now he's here. When it comes here, the prophet is the westest it can go. It's the most west that it can go. This is it. This is the end of it. What's going to happen now? Here, from here, he takes a bride. He reveals the bride. He reveals the bridegroom. The bridegroom and the bride are the same. He reveals it. He reveals that. And by that, the bride is caught up by the, what's rapture? that's another thing that I look at. People struggle. What is rapture? Are we raptured or not raptured? What's rapture? The prophet is the revelation. Where did this come? Here in the soil. Amen. It's a revelation of who you are and who he is and what marriage is. All that together. That's what the rapture is. Where did this happen? In this soil. This happened in Israel? No. This has come here? No. This is the bride. This is the church ages that come here and gave birth to a son that is also a he. It's called the bride. The bride and the bridegroom joining together is a he. I hope you get that. And I hope I'm not complicated. Someone was telling me that I talk like he's simple. but I'm not complicated. I'm not. That's why I say if you have a question, I look at it because of my mind is so simple. I'm not educated. I don't have that intellect. I don't have that. I look at it with simple minds. Like the way I would like to understand it. That's the way I see it. That's the way, and by the way, it's not the way I see it. It's the way God shows me in simplicity. Because again, I don't want to get anything from this. I don't get any credit. I have nothing. Unless God shows it, it's not shown. It's not there. And it's just by the grace. And he shows it when he wants to show it. He's not studying. People think I study. Yes, I study. Yes, I study. But I also don't study. Like now, I'm feeling like I should have given more time in study. But listen, it's not study. Study is good. Study is good. Praying is good. Don't think that you prayed more than others. That's why you have this. Don't think that you have read more than others. That's what, you can read all day, all night. You can read all. You can search and search and have the search engine and everything and still feel. This is only God who can give, brothers.
Amen.
It's only God. Nobody else. Nobody can stand here and say, "I know because I did." We say, "No, nothing."
That's right.
And when you come to that, that's where we say, "God, I'm here. God, I'm here. Please, as you've done to me, do to a brother if he's not here.
Amen.
Do to a brother." That's why that song is so good to me. I see. See that. It's by the grace that salvation came on earth. It's by grace that he can give you some revelation.
Amen.
Where we are, we don't even have blood. Blood did what he did. Today's age is not blood. This is not blood age. So you can say, "I see a crimson stream of blood." Now you can say, I see Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, coming. I can see that.
Amen.
But that, I can see that. That's what saves you today. By seeing him here on earth. Seeing him here marrying a bride. That's it.
Amen.
Seeing him marrying you. I was say,
"That's right."
Praise be to God. The bride that was bought by that blood is now here.
Yeah.
And you know my simplicity, Rebecca? You see, look here. I look at it like this. In here, you go to Walmart and buy sugar and just come click here and pay. That's what we do. In Kenya, we don't do that. In Kenya, you go to a shop. And when you go to a shop, you give money. When you give money, the shopkeeper gets sugar and gives it to you. The church ages is the period after you giving the shopkeeper money. That, you know, simplicity. You give the shopkeeper money. The shopkeeper got the money. And now he waited. That period of between when he got the money and when you're getting the sugar, that period of time. That's the church ages. Praise be to God. The blood paid for my sins. The death paid for my sins. From there now, he's been waiting there, saying, this is mine. But they are ignorant. They don't know. Praise be to God. And I'm sitting here to show that I paid for, they don't know that I died for them. They don't know that they are mine. They don't know that. I'm sitting there to show the devil that, and I'm going to come to that. The devil is our accuser. Not now. I'm going to show, maybe not tonight, another day. I'm going to show that court in heaven, that there was a prosecutor, that's the devil, the accuser, that was seated there to say, Michael did. And Jesus Christ would show his blood and say, "My blood atoned for him. My blood saved him." That court is disbanded. It's not there. There's no court now.
Amen. That's right.
That's why Satan was sent down. The devil was sent down. Why? You don't have any job here now. It's done. It's finished. Job in heaven, your job in heaven is done. Why? There's no accusation. There's no nothing. I married who I wanted to marry. You can call them bad or whatever. They are mine.
Amen.
You know what? So you can tell me how much they did. No. Now you know they are mine. I bought them. I paid for their price. Anything that, Michael, you can plan and write down. I'm going to do. I'm going to sin until God marvels that I've sinned. I've sinned that he cannot atone. That his brother cannot atone. All that you can do, all that this body can do was atoned for, is paid for.
Amen. That's right.
You can do more that it was not. God saw it, he died for it, he took it on himself, and he went to hell. That's why he said, "I will not leave my soul, my beloved one in soul, in hell."
Amen.
Where was he going to dwell? Because of what? Since you are born, what you can do and what you die doing, this boy in this body, is atoned for. It was taken and he went to hell because of that. You don't have nothing. Nothing. You'll never be accused of it. It was paid for. Even the devil comes to tell you did it, it's paid for. And he knows that. He's done.
That's right.
The court is disbursed. Is it disbanded or something? It's over. No accusations, no prosecutions, no blood. To atone for you, no intercessory, no nothing. It's over. But I'm coming to that. I'm going to do it myself. Let's finish this. So another point is Revelation 14. Let's go to Revelation 14. Now, in Revelation 6, there it says, should feed her there 1,200 in 3 score days. Does anybody know what that is? That is 3.5 years. That is 3.5 years. It's got 42 weeks. In other words, it's got something weeks. It's 42 weeks. It's got 3.5 years. It's got 360 something. This is. Actually, feed her 1,200 and 3 score. 3 score, each score is 20. If you count that, 3 score, 1 score is 20. So if you count that, it comes to 3.5 years. Now, I'm asking a question. What was 3.5 years? Or where was it in the mathematics of years? Where was it? It's not there. It is the last 3.5 years. That's exactly right. This woman in the wilderness in America was here, and it was to take 3.5 years. What are 3.5 years? 3.5 years is the time given to save Israel. And that is at the end of the church ages. I think people can see that. Now, that's why I'm saying this woman is not the Old Testament church. No. No, this is the Old Testament church that fell. No, this is because, of course, Paul was also of the Old Testament. Peter was of Old Testament. They are those people that gave birth to Christ, and that is continued with the church ages. And it fell in terms of Martin or Irenaeus, part of Irenaeus. It fell, and when it fell, God said He's going to restore all that those worms that have eaten. He's going to restore the bread tree. That's exactly right. And He restored it. And that is the woman that came to America. Okay. If you read just one part, you might think it's Israel. But if you read the whole part, you're going to find out it's not Israel. It cannot be Israel, the Old Testament church. It cannot be. They refused Him. Paul was told, because you have proved unworthy of this gospel. Now God has told you to turn away from you. Because you proved that you are not there. You're not. And I've come this way. There were some people, and the prophet says, almost all the people in the first church age were Jews. Almost all the first church age saints were Jews. Okay, now let us go to verse 12. And to the woman were given 2 wings of great eagle. I'm coming to that. This is verse 12. I'm coming to that, but not today. With great eagle and what that was. That she might fly into the wilderness. The same wilderness. There are not 3 wildernesses here. The Bible talks about 3 wildernesses. Or 2 or something. Yeah, I think 3 wildernesses, something like that, in the Revelation 12. It talks about 3 wildernesses. It's the same wilderness. Which wilderness? The prophet said, is America. It's America. He was given flight to fly to America. And she came to America. She ran away from the persecution of the beast. And he's going to call it the serpent in some place. It's the same serpent. It's the same serpent. And they ran away from that serpent. That was Rome. That was the beast. And ran away to America. That's exactly right. That's, you know, people don't want that. Some people hate America. And America is not good, of course. But it's what it is. It's like Israel. You hate Israel or love it. That's where Jesus Christ came. That's where He called His people. Praise be to God. There's nothing you can do. You hate it, love it. That's where He chose. That's where He chose. Some people hate Israel with passion. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hate it, love it. That's where God came from. And from there, He's come. From there, that's the point of the East that He talks about when He says Jesus will come like light comes from the East. That's the point. It came from East. That's the East. And He came to Europe, that's still East. It's coming, and it crossed the Isle. He says the British Isle or something, the English Isle. It crossed the English Isle, that is Western, and it came to America. And He says Plymouth. Was it called Plymouth? The Plymouth, that's where it started. When it came here, that's Plymouth. And they got in here. Was it, brothers? So, 4 years. Let's come down here. The first GGG is not supposed to be there. It's just a misprint. I'm sorry. GG Revelation 12. That's Ross. I'm sorry about that. Okay. No, but and the dragon was wroth with the woman. That's Revelation 12:17. That's the last verse. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. Wroth is anger. The dragon. The same. Satan, beast, is the same. Here is called dragon. And dragon is when he's incarnated. The devil has incarnated into this beast. Now he becomes what? And went to make war with the remnant. Who are the remnants? Now that's another question that people need to understand. Who are the remnants? Who are the remnants? Remnants always. Listen, the remnants always. The prophet says a remnant is you sisters. I'm not a dressmaker, but you people make dresses. You have a sheet of, what do you call that? A sheet of cloth. Now you want to get this skirt out of it, okay? So you cut very well, and you have the thing that is going to make a skirt. The rest of that is the remnant. You know, people talk like something is so, it's as simple as that. What's the remnant? The rest of us. The rest of us of the right thing, of what you wanted. You have gotten what you wanted. That which you have left there is what is called the remnant. Do you get it, boss? That remnant, this simple, this message, let me tell you, if you try to go with intellect and degrees and this, it's going to get lost. You can't get it. Just be simple. Look at it with simple eyes. Do you know why this message is so simple? The prophet, God could not allow, but when I read him, I can give him 5 or 6 degrees. He could not allow the prophet to go to the theological school and get degrees. He could have that. He could have been the, do you know that man called the prophet? I've never seen somebody who is gifted as him. Did you know that people complained when he got them squirrels? Because he was hitting them on the sky and splitting the bridge. He can't miss us. And people started complaining. You're wasting our, we like brain. Treat the brain of a squirrel. Now you're splitting it over and splitting it over. He cannot miss. That man was gifted in almost everything. That man, you look at him, he's right. Sometimes he doesn't say nothing. One time, does another say that they decided to go hunt. There was a lion that they were looking for. I don't know whether this is the time that we're doing. But he said they were looking for a certain lion, mountain lion. And they went, they said, we're going to go this way now. And they started going. And he thought where they were going, the prophet would not. But he says he was in front of him. That man was strong. Short and strong. You can tell that man was gifted in every way. So if it was education, the thing that he says, that's what I'm saying, I would give him 5 degrees. That man was good, sharp here, but God made sure he didn't have enough school. Because he's not required here. You've been talking about things, so the science and mixing science, but we cannot even understand. God is simple. He says, God in simplicity. The remnants is the remaining part of the cross. So he took the bride. Look here. He took the bride. But there remained something else. What is it? He says, those are the foolish virgins. Now, people say, that's another thing. I don't know whether I should preach it here because Don is not here. I know some things... You don't talk when the pastor's not there. But I hope he's listening in and he can correct me. No. Listen. People say that we don't have foolish virgins. I agree. We don't have foolish virgins now. We don't have them. Why? You remember when the preparations of coming of Christ was being done, it's called the forerunning. Who was to forerun the coming of the Lord? Brother Branham. He was still telling people, get ready. Get out of her, my people. Get ready. He's coming. He's on his way. Mm-hmm. And there were two kinds of women. There were one, but there were two kinds. They were both virgins. Do you remember that? 10 with oil. Is it 5 or something? I don't remember. 5. 5 with oil, 5 who didn't have oil. It says, they are called virgins. They are the same kind of cloth. But God cut one and called the bride. And he got the bride. Do you get that now? He got the bride. From there, that's over. That's over. Why is it over? Anybody who are the foolish virgins, the prophet says they are in the denominations. They're in the Presbyterian. They are those people, good people, in Baptist, in those churches. They are over, even Pentecost. They are all over there. Do you get that now? But now from there, we don't have foolish virgin. Why? We don't have nobody else. We have two people, believers and non-believers. We have the bride and no bride. Everything else is gathered together for burning. Can you get that? Is gathered together for burning. That's why they were left there. When they didn't come to Christ, they were left there. But in those days, there were foolish virgins that will get saved. He says, like Gamaliel. He says, there's nowhere that we are told that Gamaliel had the Holy Ghost or believed the message. He didn't. But he did something that was good. That was good to the bride of that age. He just did good. He just lived good. He says, he will be good. He says, those people who are going to hell will be walking to hell because in them they know Paul was here and we didn't follow him. Irenaeus was here and we didn't follow him. But God will call them, come back. He said, why? Because I was sick and you came to see me. I was hungry and you fed me. He says, who are those? Those are the people who are not, they're going to hell because they don't have any record of being message believers or believers of message. Do you see that? That's a foolish virgin. Those are good people. They were good people. They were virgins. They didn't touch themselves with bad things. But at the same time, they are not the bride. And they'll be given life eternal. But now, all the people in denominations, there's nothing like foolish virgin. We don't have nothing like foolish virgin. We have the virgin, that is the bride, and the tears. All right. Now, let's come here. Don't worry about this goods, about my subject tonight. And I'm not going to go very long. However I reach. That's good. Now, the dragon was robbed and went to make war with remnant. Now, listen. This is after. Look very well. This is very important. So now, has come war in heaven. I'm going to talk about the war in heaven. And Satan is thrown down. And the bride is taken up. The devil becomes incarnate in a man. And the devil is here on earth. Who went to you? The people who live on earth. Up here, there's the bride. The bride, whether you are not, don't worry about being on earth. Whether you are not or wherever you see yourself, you are here. You are not here. You are in the heavenly places. And it's done. It's finished. Now, with Raman, and went to make war with remnant. Who is warring? Who is he warring? Who is he deceiving? Who is he deceiving? He's deceiving them. He is deceiving them. The tears. The denominations. He's deceiving them. The people in the denominations. Those are the remnants. Those guys that were good. They're deceived. And okay, the remnant. Which keep the command. Why do I say this is not Israel? Look at this. The remnant of our seed. Which keep the commandments of God. These remnants that are being fought keep the commandments of God. And the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know the Jews don't keep the testimony of Jesus Christ? They don't. They don't keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, let me come there. And I'm just going to, because of time, there's something I want to read there. And I'm gonna jump. But let's read this scripture. And there was war in heaven. That is Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. There's a war. Now, I wanted to think about what kind of a war is this. Now, that's all I want to talk about tonight. But there was war in heaven against the dragon. And the Michael and his angels, they fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. That's interesting. Because I've been saying that he's in heaven. In the church ages, he's been in heaven. That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, the scripture talks about, can talk about this. Like the scripture says that, and I'll take my son from Egypt.
You can take it about 3 to 4 times. I mean, maybe I can take 3. You can take 3. Right? Yeah, maybe 3. Or 2. Maybe 2 or 3. Yeah, see? So a scripture can mean this and mean that. The first meaning of this war is in heaven. Yeah, the dragon fought in ages and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Their place was not found in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. It was cast out on earth. Okay. That old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's right. Now, this great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven, when Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. The first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate on earth. That's the first thing. Before anything was here, the battle was in heaven. And it was fought, Lucifer, and then Michael fought until his place. And he can read in Isaiah and say that. That's right. He was fought until his place was not found in heaven. And was dropped down. And when he came on earth, he was brought here on earth. And when he came on earth, he started the things that he was doing in heaven. The same thing. Nicolaitan was started in heaven. Nicolaitan was started in heaven. Thinking that you are bigger, you are better. That is exactly what the devil had in heaven. Amen. He says he thought that his garment is better than Michael's. That's why he made it beautiful. And the prophet is going to say in Ezekiel, there were stones that he made beautiful. Like we have, he says, he compares them with the beautiful churches that I made. With beautiful churches. And I'm not saying that we don't beautify ours. That's not it. But they had beautiful churches. He says, this stone, bars, nether, what, they all built. That's what Ezekiel says. They built that to show that they are better than them. That's the same idea. We are higher. That's the same idea of Nicolaitan. That's what he had in heaven. Amen. And he could not stay in heaven. He started that war of, I'm better. That's the word. And I'm going to read some quotes here that I'm going to jump so that we don't miss some quotes here. There's a quote that I want to read here. And this, we can come with it back. We can come back with it. So I'm just going over it. And then we can come from there. I'll recap. I'll go back to Revelation 10:7, and up to 10 there. I'll go back with that. But I'm not saying I want to preach on Sunday. No, I'm just saying, just in case a chance comes, we can talk about that. Okay. This great battle was first fought in the beginning in heaven. He goes on like that. And when it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth, and fell on human beings, then the battle from ages became human battles. And Satan came to destroy God's creation. That's the purpose of God, that of the devil, to destroy God's creation. By making them think they are better, they are this, this is better idea, I can give you this better idea like that. And that's where it started. It started right there, the lie. Okay, begins. The battle from ages, battles, and Satan come to destroy God's creation. What God had created to be for himself, he had Satan come to destroy this. That's what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle began here on earth and began in us and has been raging over ever since. There is Lucifer, he once dwelt in Eden. He's now in Eden. That's Lucifer, he once dwelt in Eden. Now, we are going to come back to that question. He says like that. Lucifer in Eden, because we got the seed of serpent. Serpent and the devil is the one, the same thing. Now, down there. Satan, paragraph 9. Satan was literally cast out of heaven. He was literally, in that time, was literally cast out of heaven. And here again, he's literally cast out of heaven. Then there must be a time that he was in heaven. Then dropped here on earth. And since now, when he comes here on earth, he can't go back here there in heaven. But that's not true. He goes to heaven for his official duties as a prosecutor. The prophet is going to say, he's an attorney. And he prosecutes. He's there. Now, you say that's not true, even in the Old Testament. Don't you remember when Job, do you remember Job? When God was there and he said, and Satan also came. He said, Satan, have you seen my son Job? What is his work? Accusation. He started accusing Job. That's exactly right. He said, no, that's not true. He said, no, let me just touch him. It's because, you see the prosecution? You can say that he's good because he doesn't do nothing wrong. That's true. But I know why he doesn't do wrong.
You baby him.
You baby him.
You hold him like this. That's why. I said, that's not true, Satan. And he had witnesses. And he's a court. He's a court in heaven. And he's accusing Job and saying, how bad? And that's what he has been doing in the church. Not now. Not now. That's what he's been doing in the church ages. Not now. Now he's completely defeated. And there was war in heaven until the devil was completely defeated and thrown to the tares.
You say he's still here tempting me.
Listen. Listen very carefully. This temptations and things that he does is already taken care of. Can you get that?
Amen.
It's taken care of. Temptations are taken as though he didn't do it. Praise God. Is this body is taken care of? It's done. There's nobody in heaven to accuse you, to tell God he did it. No, this the word now is these are mine. There's no where they're going. They are mine now. They're on my heart. There's no telling me he did this so he did it so. Praise God. He's done. He's finished. Why? He's thrown down. Where? To the tears.
Praise be to God. Now, Satan was literally cast out. Heaven.
So that time, he was cast out. This scripture goes both ways. He was cast out then, and he came to the Garden of Eden. And he took cover, and he took him and deceived her and took over until this earth is called his. Do you know that? This is his. He said there was an Eden. He was in Eden. The devil was in Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Praise be to God. And he tried to make it his. He was completely defeated. Until one time, he went to Eve. And when he went to Eve, he captured her. When he captured her, the whole earth became his. For 6,000 years, this has been Satan's Eden. The bride, this body, is in Satan's Eden. But God wanted that. God wanted a bride with a body of the earth. Because this body is of the earth.
Amen.
It came wrong. God wanted to prove to the devil that I'm the master.
That's right.
I'm the master. I know how to do it. I can defeat you on your own game. You can have your people, your bodies that you brought here, the way you brought them. You brought them wrong, that's okay. But they are mine. Those bodies, like Eden's body, before, people say it's not eternal. It's eternal. That body is eternal, but it's dying. Why is it eternal? Because it was put on earth when this earth was created. When this earth was created, Eden's body was put there. But now instead of God calling it Eden, come forth. Eden's camp. I think I love you. I always talk using your name. I don't know. Praise God. Instead of God calling Eden's camp form, instead of that, what happened? What happened? Eden came the wrong way by a mother and a father. Because of that, the devil was given. The quote that is there talks about the spirit. That the devil is allowed to put a spirit, but there's no spirit. There's an argument whether the prophet tongue trained or didn't say. Whatever. Any spirit of a human being must have a soul. So the spirit that was allowed to put a spirit there, then it had the soul of the devil. So it was a spirit that had the soul of the devil. Because what's a soul? Soul is the nature of the spirit. So whatever you can say, the soul, he was allowed to put the soul there, or he was allowed to put the spirit there. But the spirit, that spirit that was there, was given a spirit of the devil. And you know, you cannot be given a spirit by the devil. No. I'm talking about the spirit that is called me. The spirit that is called dog. Those spirits is God who created them. God created a man in his own image. That is, he created a spirit. That spirit. I'm not talking about the spirit of the devil that is given to the people and the spirit that makes people do. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the spirit that was created by God. God, first of all, created a spirit. And then he took that spirit and put that spirit in a body. That spirit is God. It's only God who can create. Nobody, the devil cannot create that. The devil cannot create. If he can create a spirit, then
than as a creator. But he has a soul. He was given a soul by God. And he perverted himself. And he became bad. So that soul is, because you come my way, he's allowed to attach it to your spirit. I hope you get that. When that happens, now, the first thing that you do here on earth is you go to that side, doing those things that you want. But at the same time, in the body of a believer, I'm talking about the believer because I don't know about non-believers. Because they would be annihilated anyways. I don't know where or how it was made. I don't know. So, and I talk things that I know, Brother Michael. So I don't know a non-believer, that body, whether he's eternal. I don't know. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the body of Edith, who is eternal. Her body also is eternal. The only thing that's going to happen, this body of Edith, one time, as every other body, will go back to the earth. Because when God created the earth, and the earth is eternal, you tell me earth is not eternal. The prophet says, the meek shall inherit the earth. So the meek, the bride, you live on earth. Is that right? So the earth is not going nowhere. And the prophet says, it will never be annihilated. So it will always be there. So when it was baptized, the water did not annihilate it. The water just washed it. Is that right? Then after that, the prophet says, the next thing is fire. The fire will come on it. No, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was poured on it. He says that was sanctification. He says that thing will be fire. And that fire will not annihilate. You will not burn the whole world like that. The prophet says it will be burned by bombs and things like that. And it will creep like that. And it becomes like a pyramid. That's what he says. That's exactly what he says. And the New Jerusalem, he saw the New Jerusalem coming to that pyramid like that. Who is the New Jerusalem? It's the bride. You don't expect, that's another thing, but I'm going to very many things. People think about a building another temple in Israel. There's no temple that's going to be built. What is the last temple? The last temple is the bride. Is the bride of there are people waiting for a temple to be built. No, this is the right temple. What is the temple? The temple was, and the God that you wait, he ran very quickly, I don't know how the words used, ran very quickly and enter into his temple. His temple, this is the temple. The bride is the temple. That is his temple. That is his throne. That is his throne. All right. Okay. Come to the earth, into the serpent. Deceived Eve, and then has got into man, woman. All down through the age of the same thing. He started at the beginning. A great big kingdom, prettier than the other pharaohs. The governor of all, know it all. Our denomination is the biggest. You see the kind of thing? Is denomination? Is denominationalism. Is what? Is Nicolaitan. Higher, bigger, I'm bigger, I'm better. That's right. That's the Nicolaitan, is the Antichrist. Is the devil. Is the wrong thing. Well, it's the wrong thing. He goes on to say, and that's, now I've read that. I don't think now, unless... I don't think I will finish, so I'm just going to read this quote here about how he does it. Now, let's read it. Now, watch. Watch now. It's predominant over the others. Okay. Now, paragraph 85. This is in another book. The question is of 1959. He says like this. Now, watch. Evil controls this world. Now, that's what he does. He controls this word. I won't read this, Brother Michael. I may not even go back to the war again, but this is how he warred. This is how he warred. That's how his war is waged. That's how he... I'm sorry, my wife. I'm finishing. Now, watch. The evil controls of this world. Now, as we read from Ezekiel 28:12, he says like that. Son of man. He's now telling Ezekiel. Son of man. Son of man. Take up lamentation and the king of Tyrus. Who was the king of Tyrus? The king of Tyrus, I think, during David, and I think Solomon was Hiram. Hiram? I think he was Hiram. But during this time of Ezekiel, I think it was Adibal the second. Now, what I don't know is whether, because the prophet says that Adibal was the father of Jezebel. Adibal was the father of Jezebel. What I don't know is whether this Adbar during Ezekiel is the father of Adbar or the first Adbaal, but this was Adbaal. Adbaal was the king of Tyrus. Now, he's talking about a king. He's a king of this earth. He's a king of a city. So, actually, what Saul, was it Saul? Who was the husband of Jezebel? What was the husband of Jezebel? Who was the husband of Jezebel? Can somebody remember? The husband of Jezebel. Whatever. You forget. Ahab. thank you, dear. Ahab went from his kingdom and went to the other king that was just right there, Tyrus. The king of Tyrus. That was Adbaal. And married her daughter. That's why when they come to kill him, when they come to kill Jezebel, they said, no, stop that. You cannot. No. They threw him from the top there. Who is there? The guy who was the general came and asked, who is there? A son of God who can throw that woman down that has been committing adultery and things like that. And she was thrown down. And that man went up and he forgot that woman was there. And he said, wow, we did wrong. This is the daughter of the king. Why? The scripture says she was the daughter of the king. Why? She was the daughter of Adbaal, the king. So that's right. So he's talking about that. The king of Tyrus. It was just a country that is just next to him. I'm telling you that because he's saying that Tyrus, Israel, I don't know Israel at that time. But he says, I'm not going to say Israel. But every country, the prophet says, it is ruled by him. He was sent from heaven and he came down. And the first thing he enters is every president of every country. Every leader of every country. That's interesting. People think they are Christians. They are not. He enters. He has to enter in every nation. And he says, all nations are mine. The prophet says, when the devil came and told Jesus Christ, worship me and I will give you all the nations. He said, if he was wrong, he could have told him, no, you are wrong. Those are not yours. But Jesus did not say that. He said, But the scripture does not say that. In other words, the prophet says, Jesus knew he would take all the...
Amen.
In the millennium, he will be over him. So all those nations, all those spirits will die and everything will die and he will take over. All right, now listen how he goes. That says the Lord God. Now watch, he's speaking to the spirit in the king. He's speaking to the spirit of the king. Son of man, take the lamentation of the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus says the Lord. Now watch, he's speaking to the spirit in the king. See, thus says the Lord God. Thou seest up the sun, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Perfect in beauty. Satan, see there how Satan was the most beautiful of the angels. He says, thou hast been in Eden. Thou hast been in Eden. Now he says, now you know, the king of Tyrus at the time could not have been in Eden. Can you get the point?
Yeah.
Can you get what he's saying? Tyrus, Adbaal could not have been in Eden. So he told he was in Eden. Who is he talking about? Satan was in Eden. When he was thrown down, he came to Eden and deceived Eve. So Satan was in Eden. So what is he talking about? He's talking about Satan, who is in this man. When he came from heaven, he entered every nation. Every king you see has Satan in him. Eden. For it was 4,000 years before that. See, thou hast been in Eden. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Satan in that king. Hallelujah, brother. I feel religious when. Now, the prophet says, Ezekiel is talking to that Satan in. You are the Baal. You are in Eden. He's not talking to that man called Adbaal. He's talking to Satan that is in him. Why? Because when he was sent from heaven, he came and entered every. Okay, like that now. And then, what these people. He's talking to religious now. Okay, paragraph 7. And when. Let me finish now. And when, what is these people going to do that blasphemes and makes fun of people at the demonstration of the Holy Ghost? When they make fun of those people, they are about blaspheming the Holy Ghost, which is absolutely unpardonable because the Holy Ghost is in them. Just as this one is talking about the Satan that is him. Now, when they blaspheme against you, who is the tabernacle of God, they are blaspheming. That's serious, brother. They are blaspheming against God.
That's right.
And you know, people think that when they blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, they cannot be forgiven. But when they blaspheme against Edith, they're going to be forgiven. There's no forgiveness. You are the tabernacle where that Holy Ghost lives.
Amen.
The blasphemy against you, the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Okay. Let me the Holy Ghost, which is absolutely unpardonable. You are not talking to that man. You are talking to the spirit that's moving in that man. We ought to honor when they say you are dressing like an old man, like an old woman, you're not wearing, and I've seen even brothers wearing shorts. Listen, the prophet said that's wrong. That shirt that you're wearing, I'm not going to talk about that. It's a woman's dress, something interesting. Okay. I'm not bringing a list of laws here. I'm not. If you want to wear, no problem. No problem. Maybe you can wear it in the house. I don't have a problem with possibly wearing it in the house. I don't have a problem in a woman wearing a short dress in the bedroom with us. I don't care about those things. I don't care about that. In fact, you're supposed to wear nothing in the bedroom there. What am I talking about now? But hey, that's right, brothers. Wear whatever you want to wear in the bedroom. My friends, come to the people here, brother. Wear modestly, man or woman. That's says the scripture. That says the prophet. Wear modestly before people. In bed, you can sleep without clothes, no problem. You can cover yourself in the bracket, or you can uncover yourself. However you feel good, that's all right. But when it comes to the public here, and it's not my charge. I'm not supposed to give those rules and things. But that's what the prophet says. I'm saying like that because I've just remembered that a sister told me from Harare, from a certain church in Harare, that he saw a brother, and he's a preacher, and asked him, why are you in a... He said, where does it say you cannot? And the brother is just walking in a short plane like that, and that's good. You look good. You look, you're cheering. You look nice. You look like you are the man. That's all right. Praise you. That's all right. I'm not against anything. But you cannot say, when he was asked my sister, he just said, well, he's not saying that. Brother, he's there. He's open. It's open. He said, don't.
Amen.
Now, you know the king of Tyrus, that's okay. Where am I? 87. And then what are these people going to do? The blasphemy master is like that. I said, the Holy Ghost, which is absolutely impartial, you're not talking, when you talk about that woman as wearing dress in summer, in the coast, you have a dress senior here, up here, and you're walking like that. And people are the prophet used the word, I don't know what that means. Mother Hubbard. What is that? He's a Mother Hubbard. He said that Mother Hubbard.
But I'm like.
He said, you're going to be called a Mother Hubbard. I think that is in the book called The Invisible Union or something like that. You're afraid that you're going to be called Mother Hubbard. That was the prophet said. It doesn't matter. They are blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. They might come to a place where it's lined. A line is put. They will never be pardoned. Switch is absolutely unpardonable. You're not talking about that man. No, I think I'm done like that. Talking to the spirit. That's moving in that man. You have to honor one another. And love one another. And exhort one another. Talk good of each other. That's what we should do. Now listen to this. The serious up the sun, full of wisdom, perfect and beautiful. He's talking about the devil. That's how he was in the Garden of Eden. By the way, did I finish about the body? Did I finish about that? The body was put on earth. Your body, that's why I say is eternal, brother. That body is eternal. The only thing, that body, because the people might accuse me of saying that the body is eternal. Let me explain it so that I've just remembered it. Why is it eternal? Because it's just going for renovation. Is it called remodeling houses? It's remodeling. It's going down just for remodeling. It is. I will see you at 21 when this body is remodeled. And it will live with you here or not when this body is remodeled. It's the same body.
Yeah.
The same body as in what? As is. What is this body? It's potash, calcium, and all that. Is it? Mm-hmm. Potassium and all that. That's his body. So God will gather them together and call, Edith, come forth. And you rise up here. You'll be 21 years.
or 20s or something. When you are a girl like that, you'll be like that. That time maybe you're not saved. Here you'll be saved and forever. And remember, even when you are 21 and you didn't look like you are saved and you're going everywhere and doing everything, you are still saved, but you're not recognized it. There's no time that you are not saved. And there's no time that you are saved and not saved. There's no time like that. You are always saved. Amen. When God, when you are born by your mother here on earth, God, praise be to God, God entered you. And ever since that time, you can go anywhere, God will catch up with you and he'll bring you back here. Because you are his daughter, her daughter. You are in his mind. He just brought here to display what was in his mind. To show this was in my mind. This was in my mind. Even your body was in his mind. That's why it will be here. That's why the body was on earth. As the earth that was in God's mind. Exactly like that. Mm-hmm. What is Adam? What is Adam's body? Adam was God. What God did? He just got. That's why the Bible does not say he created the body of Adam. The Bible does not say that. He said, and he formed. What is form? To form is to mold. In other words, he got. And, but he doesn't have hearts, remember? He didn't have hearts that time. He has now my hearts. He has the hearts of the prophet. He has the heart of Michael. Now he can use my hearts or somebody said. But that time he didn't have hearts. So how was he getting the mud and modeling it and modeling it and modeling it and making Adam? How? By the word. He said, let there be. But he says, he formed. Why? Not created. Why not created? Because he took that body from the earth and he stood here. He took that spirit of Adam and put it in that body. Then from there, he gave him the soul. The nature of that spirit that he had created. That's how he did it. All right. See the sap? Okay. Eden. In the Garden of Eden. So he was perfect and beautiful. That was in Eden. That is the devil. The Garden of Eden. Even precious stones was like covering. You see how beautiful he was? He was so beautiful. Sardius. He said Sardius. Topaz. Diamond. Beryl. Onyx. Jasper. Sapphire. Emerald. Carbuncle. Gold. Workmanship. Of the tablets, of the pipes, was prepared in the day that thou was created. That's how beautiful he was. But he was the devil. The devil was kicked out of heaven. And the very let me now rush. I don't have time. And the very purpose that we tried to purpose in heaven, he came right down here on earth and is trying his best to fulfill that what was purposed. Goes on into the kings and the rulers. And when he can get them, then he comes right down to the church. That's what he does. He comes right down to the church and gets the people. Or gets the preacher. Then from the preacher, he goes right down in the congregation. After he comes down, that's what he does. That's his way of doing it. That's his war. That's how he fights it. He comes to the king, to the preacher, to the congregation, to everybody. He goes like that. Same devil, congregation, and get in the congregation. And the same influence, the same devil, doing the same things. You know, you are a Presbyterian, you never be a holy roller, you are this, that, or the other. You couldn't afford to disgrace yourself to be amongst the... Do you know what he's saying? I can't come to that church. In fact, one time I was preaching to my wife and Brother Karori, And my wife would go out sometimes and feed Bill. Bill was the only son that I had that time, a baby. And now I would be left preaching to Karori, Aaron, without. And there was this man who came. He wanted to see me, and so he's in the house. So he enters in the house, and he found and he greeted the people. And Karori told him, "Now we are in church." And then he went the other day. He was saying, "A church? It's just one guy there in the church. That's not a church." He doesn't look at church. He seriously doesn't look at churches, right? He doesn't look at church. But now, all right. I don't know why I got that. You're this, that, or the other. You could afford this. You could afford disgrace. You know, you are Presbyterian. You are never by a holy roller. You are this, that, or the other. You couldn't afford to disgrace yourself. That is not. You cannot come to that church. You don't want to be a member of that kind of a church. It's no church to begin with. It's a disgrace. We don't look at the quantity, we look at the quality.
Amen. That's right.
I've told Don very many times, who are just, how many were there? We were four. At one time we were four. Me, you, my wife, and Don. And I was telling them, where two or three are gathered together in the Bible, that's all. God does not want multitudes. If God wanted to save more people, he could have saved more people. He saved 8 people over the whole world. It's not quantity. No, it's not quantity. It's quality. Yeah. It's a disgrace to go to come into that. Sometimes I got to gather myself to tell them. Like some people were asking me, where do you go to church? Until now, I want to say, to add some words. We're in the house, but we are building. I want to add those words. Because it looks like a shame. You're in the house. It doesn't look like a church. Do you see that? They should not be ashamed. It's not about buildings. It's not about how many people. It's not about that. It's about what is being taught. Amen. When we come here, what do? We have one goal, to glorify God. We have one goal, to talk about Him. Amen. To fellowship around His hand. To eat from His table. That's all we have. That's all I want. I don't want to go to a big church of 500 people and there's nothing there.
They are not of the tabernacles, afford disgrace yourself to be amongst them. Why? You know better than that to sit in one of their little tabernacles or missions on the street. Why? Then peoples of their head. No, they are not. No, they are not. They are just on at their head. That's all. They are not off at their head. They are just controlled by their head. God lives in their head. And they are peculiar people. A royal priesthood. Offering spiritual sacrifice. That's the fruits of their lips. Giving praise to God. Whether they feel like it. That's right. Whether they feel like it or not. Mm-hmm. At times I do not see him. See the songwriter. I trust and give him praise anyhow. That's what I do. Okay, man. Well, I would go to the church and I would praise the Lord if I felt like it. Well, now, a priest is to make a sacrifice. You are priests. The other day, Brother Don brought a very good sermon about we are priests. Well, I do go to the church and I praise the Lord if I feel like it. Well, now, a priest is to make sacrifice. And you, the congregation, are high priests of God to make a spiritual sacrifice. That's the fruits of your lips, giving praise to God. You go down and say, well, if I felt like, I would go over and testify to somebody. Well, do it anyhow. Do it anyhow. If your high priest brother is burning in your heart, and whether you feel it, like it, doing it or not, go do it anyhow. Because you got to make a sacrifice. Something that's hard to do. What is sacrifice? Is something that's hard to do. You're a sacrifice. You got to give yourself. You got to testify. You got sometimes, like when Joe took me to that guy that was dying, it was very hard. Because I'm asking God, what do I say? You know, I told you, I'm not able to talk to believers. Where do I start? Brother Dad was trying to give me where to start. And Brother Don was also trying to give me where to start. I go there, it's off if I praise. I don't know where to start. I just sit there. Of course, I said what I was saying. But you see, praise with God. See, well, I would go to the church and praise the Lord anyhow. Felt like, you know, that's why. Lips giving praise. You go, okay, where are we? It's burning in your heart, whether you feel it or not. You have the praise of God lives in God is in the heart. But now, if you are certain, you feel that you are just a little better than that class of people. Now, he goes back to how the devil is now. Eh? He's talking about you, the how you match your price. Now, he goes to Satan. But if you are certain, if Satan is in you now, Satan was literally cast out of heaven by Michael, the archangel, and God. He was cast to the earth, come to the earth, got into the serpent, deceived Eve, and then has got into a man, woman, all down through the age on the same thing. He started at the beginning. A great big kingdom. He won big great kingdom. He won tiny. He was like that. Just like this is nothing. They don't want something like that. A great kingdom, prettier than the other pharaohs. Big governor of all, know it all. Our denomination is the biggest. It's a denominator. Do you see the difference, brothers? A Christian will just go and even testify. Even if you testify to one man, that's okay. You can stay there and eat the word. This devil wants something big to be called bishop, to be called that, to be called that. Big churches, for example. Mm-hmm. That's how he works. Woman, all down through the ages. Pharaoh, governor, okay, he says like that. You have heard them say, why are we so many 100 preachers in our organization? We got the biggest churches there. There's in the city. The only one thing that spells is Satan. He says, that's Satan. If you hear people talking about, we have the biggest, we have the biggest, this, he says, spell Satan. Of course, he's talking about Satan. He spells Satan. It spells Satan to me. That's the prophet. That's right. That means the devil to me.
when you get man that will break up and organize and break up brotherhood and say they will have nothing to do with the little church. I've never seen a person. Listen, this is the last quote. I'm not going to read any further from there. There's something down there. No more mercy about how he's taken after the, no more mercy how he's taken. The bread is taken up, and he's Jesus, and the devil is here on earth. His bride is taken down. I'm not going to read that, but let me read this and finish it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a person two row. This is important to me. This is very good. As I was singing that song, brothers. praise God. You know that one time the prophet came to a place and said he had another brother, and there was a soldier there, a soldier, a policeman, that was misbehaving with a woman. And this brother told him, "Why don't you call heaven? Why don't you call fire and come and burn?" And he was seated there. And I think a vision broke, and he see a crimson. He said, I see a crimson around that, around the earth. That's why God is not destroying the earth. When you see them do that, the only thing that you see is there's blood. But sober, they are either the bride or they're not the bride. So you try to talk to them to give this. Like they were being given blood that time. You try to give this to see if they can recognize it. If they can recognize it, then they can come. If they cannot, there's nothing can do. Never seen a person too low yet, or I have never seen a person too far in sin yet. I've never seen one, a woman too stooped, a man too stooped. But what I would go, listen, what I would go to him and put my arms around him and bring him out of that, I can. I've never seen a bunch of holy rollers, or whatever you want to call them, rooting and jumping and hollering, or whatever they might do. But what I would get right in there, because I know it's the devil who has made them like that, who would go right there and root and jump and horror with them to glorify God. That's exactly right. Whether he's black, yellow, brown, white, or whatever it might be. Yes, sir. The Holy Ghost comes on one level. That's you. You meet God's requirements. If you ever get it, you'll come on God's level and not your own thoughts about it. Satan tries to make it classical, big and high, okay? Classical. Some great something, some big something intellectual. You have to cast down that reasoning and believe what the word says about it. Amen. Let me get there. And I know I have some more quotes there. Let me get there. That's good enough. I know I've even gone farther than I wanted, but that's okay. Let's pray. Father, we can see how he works. We can see his tricks, Lord, right from the beginning, Father. The purpose of this, Lord God, is you're showing us how he fights. And every soldier, Lord God, is trained. You're training us, Lord. You're training us to be humble, Lord. You're training us to bring us to a place where, Father, you can deal with us. You can work with us, Lord. We can have the kind of spirit that you have, Lord. Humility, Lord, and love and caring, Lord. That's what you need us to have, Father. Not hooty, not feeling like you're great. Not you say, that is Antichrist. That was decorated right from the beginning, Father. That has mutated, Father, to the devil himself in his people, Father. Now, Lord, because of your love, you've taken us out of that and brought us this far. We want to commit ourselves, Father, to you. We want to rededicate ourselves, Father, to you. Praying, Father, that you hold our hearts, Father, and we promise we will follow, Lord. Help us. Give us strength, Lord. Like one time Job said, he gives strength in us, Lord. Do that to each one, Father. Give us strength to stand with you, Father, and to be able to defeat the devil himself, Lord God, in this hour. Thank you, Father, for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Michael, do we dismiss people or you? Okay. God bless you. You are dismissed. Thank you. Amen.